Hi, dictation for Mr. Ashok Badwar, ASHOKBADHWAR. Date of birth 1/16/1947. Date of accident 7/18/2023. And date of service is 9/26/2023. The patient returns for a follow-up visit and also a review of the MRI that he just did for his spine. Currently, his pains are continuing in the neck, middle back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 8. And he has a shooting pain in both the arms, both legs posteriorly and anteriorly, and weakness of both arms is reported. He also reports of pain in the shoulders bilaterally at the level of 7 with restriction of the movement of the arm beyond 90 degrees. He has difficult time making fists, and he has a numbness of all the fingers, both sides. These symptoms are alleged to have occurred after an accident that the patient had with his Toyota RAV4 on 7/18/2023, where he was hit on passenger side in a T-bone fashion. The pain level is between 7 to 8, ADLs are affected 8, and there is a 20% improvement overall. Please review the chart for the ADLs. Now the patient reports of mild headache that come and go, but they are not significant. They last for 5 minutes in a day and 4 or 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And he reports of itching of the left face, but there are no other symptoms of TBI, including memory loss, balance problem, or vision disturbance, hearing disturbance, face problem, smell problem. None of them are existing. And please review the system review as well as additional history, substance abuse, compliance history from the chart. The physical examination, blood pressure 145 over 81, pulse is 75, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 9/13/2023, dictation number 1009-002. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to review the MRI that the patient just did, and here they are. The cervical spine MRI shows a diffuse disc bulge of C3-4, C4-5, C6-7, C5-6, C6-7, along with there is a PLL thickening, bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing, compression of the spinal cord, especially C4 nerve root, C4-5 nerve roots, compression of the spinal canal at C5-6 is noticed. Lumbar spine MRI shows the following. There is a diffuse disc bulge at L2-3 indenting the ventral sac and indentation of L3 nerve root bilaterally. There is a diffuse disc bulge at L3-4, indenting the thecal sac with bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. Diffuse disc bulge of L4-L5, indenting the thecal sac, causing bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. And L5-S1, there is a pseudo-diffuse disc bulge, indenting the thecal sac, causing bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis. Thoracic spine is completely normal. The patient is advised about these findings. He is being referred to Dr. Mohan, who is a neurosurgeon, for a consultation regarding his cervical MRI, especially because of the ongoing weakness of the motor weakness of the both arms and numbness of the fingers. An MRI of the both shoulders is being ordered to identify the damage to the shoulders, which will be done and the patient will be seen. After that, the patient continues on the medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, panic, and night terror dreams. Zoloft is provided for anxiety, depression, and panic. Lyrica is provided for pain relief. In addition, compounding cream is provided to apply for the painful areas, and naltrexone tablets or capsule 1 mg daily for further pain relief. Chiropractic treatment has been ordered with acupuncture. Patient is advised about the role of the heat, yoga, home exercises, shoulder exercises. Norco 10 over 325 with 12 hours for 15 days. 30 tablets are provided for severe pain, PRN basis. Skelaxin 800 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets are provided for muscle relaxation. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 50 tablets for headache relief. The patient is certified. All his questions have been answered. We have advised him that he may benefit from LESI and CESI as an initial procedure to bring him some relief in his symptoms. After the MRI for shoulders are conducted, we may have additional procedures for this gentleman. Thank you. That is the end of dictation.